Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, I thank you for having my back always. I'm grateful to you, oh Lord, my God, because I can always depend on you. You always have my back. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy. Let no plot or conspiracy succeed against me. In the name of Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, my Heavenly Father. Please do not permit any plot or conspiracy or gang up to succeed against me. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. I'll read from the King James' version of the Holy Bible, KJV. I read, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Question mark. Full stop. Praise God. Let me read it again. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Full stop. Praise God. How does the love of God dwell in a person who shuts up his bowels of compassion against his fellow human beings? Let us know you today that it is possible to have the well in us, but block it. It is possible to have the river of living waters in us, but dam it. For one reason or another, we can prevent the well from flowing and even the river. The human will is quite strong, and God will not force his own holy will on any man or woman. But God will reward us here and in eternity if we surrender our will and adopt his own will. Our faithful God will bless us if we decide to live our lives according to his own will. God's will is that we should be agents of his love. God's will is that we should manifest love and kindness to fellow human beings. We owe it to God, our Creator, the owner of our lives, to let the river of the Holy Spirit in us flow out to bless and to refresh others. We are not here filled with the Holy Spirit just to be speaking in vain and empty tongues. God is love, and those who love are of God. We are talking of the pure agape love of God here. The love that gives generously to the needy. The love that willingly helps those who are helpless, without any strings attached, without any unrighteous motives. And if children of God, if brothers and sisters in Christ, in every church or Christian fellowship, if they will let the rivers and the streams of living waters flow from them to fellow believers and even to other fellow human beings, they will be fulfilling the purpose of God in making the world a better place. They will be spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ in practical and effective ways. Let us pray. Tell God, God, I want to be useful for you. I want to be faithful. I want to fulfill your purpose. Please help me. In Jesus Christ's name, our holy God, our loving Father, please fill us with grace. Help us to be willing to do your will. Let the rivers of living waters. Let the wellspring flow and let us bless our world. Let fellow human beings look up to you and give you thanks just because we do your will. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.